This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Social Security. Many people realize the foundation for retirement income for a lot of folks, but how much lifetime income could we be missing out on? The answer? Well, it will probably shock you. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Also, seven retirement risks to avoid and inflation trivia, all that and more with myself, Alex Dingman, alongside Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. Scott, great to be with you here today. And Social Security, just such an important topic. It, like I said, really kind of starts there for a lot of people.
Alex, when we were talking about the topics, you couldn't have picked a good discussion around Social Security. For those of you listening right now, you may be wondering, Social Security, when should I take it? How do I take it? And this is going to lead in some discussion we're going to have just for you. Because if you take it too soon, you could maybe lose out on some tremendous benefits. So don't be hesitant. Listen to the entire show. If you can always go back. We post it on our website, by the way, for those of you listening. If you have to go back and listen. But Social Security is a great, great, another retirement benefit for those of you out there. Alex, what do you got for me?
Yep, absolutely. And if you hear something today or if you have any questions, 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. So let's talk about taxes. A lot of times we have to address this, and that's why a lot of times it's great to talk to you early on to see what kind of taxes we can maybe avoid. But what kind of taxes will have an impact on our retirement savings?
Well, if you're going to continue to work and take Social Security out, you may get a left hook, an unknown left hook, because they're going to have to maybe take some money back. So that's one, which will add to the ordinary income. And then Social Security can be taxed as high as 85%. Now, let me make that clear. So I'm being taxed 85%. No, 85% of the money you receive could be going on the tax return. So in other words, if it's $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year, up to 85% of that $12,000 will go on the tax return. So again, you do this simple math, $10,200 will be on the tax return. You'll pay tax at your marginal tax rate. So this is why when you speak to your advisor, he or she should look at the tax returns and then discuss, should I take Social Security or not? But taxes is a way. Then, of course, we've got what's called short-term capital gains. That's going to hit your Social Security. Is tax-free? Maybe you bought a tax-free bond here in the state of New Jersey, or maybe you're in the state of a state that has to pay taxes on not you Floridians, obviously. But if you have to pay tax, the tax-free bonds are not tax-free on the interest that you receive. That's going to head to the Social Security line as to total income. So this is not a freebie. So pay attention to the amount of money you're receiving. And then, of course, whether you're still working. Now, let's say you take money out of your IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457, your retirement accounts. We call that qualified money. I call that taxable money because you've been not paying tax for so many years. And now the tax man is going to show up at the door and he's going to start...
Give me the money.
So as they start to want your money, what's going to happen is you're going to have to pay tax on that, which hits the 85%. Now, it could be zero, depending on what your income is. And that's really important before you make the choice of what option do I take on my Social Security benefits. Really, really important, guys. And I'm here for you. You know, I do workshops all the time. I think I spoke to Alex about that the other day when we do the workshops. And the Social Security workshops will talk about your personal situation. I go through all the different choices and then strategies, because there's a lot of different strategies, which obviously we can't do on a radio show because it's the whole program is about an hour and a half. But I think if you'd like to get a copy of that, I have a webinar that we can probably send you to if you'd like to get a copy of that. And it gets being updated every year because, of course, Social Security changes every year and the amount changes. Very important.
Yes. And if you have
the right one.
Yes. Thank you, Scott. If you have questions about that or anything else, 609-488-4646. You can talk to Bonnie. She'll point you in the right direction. 609-488-4646. Talking about Social Security, and it's really all about timing. And does that mean waiting? Does that mean taking it early? We really need to optimize this, different strategies. How do we make sure we do this right?
You could go, you know, if those about to take Social Security, they have a website on ss.gov and go to my account and look at your Social Security. That's the step one. Find out what your Social Security amount is going to be. That's step one. Step two. Look at your, if you're about to retire, look at your income. Do the income planning with your advisor or call our office. And I'd love to talk to you and walk you through, should you take it? Shouldn't you take it? But I need all the numbers. So does your advisor. If you don't have an advisor, you definitely want to give our studios a call and speak to me off the air, because this is a big decision. I want you guys to run the numbers in the back of your head. Let's just say your Social Security is $1,000 a month. And $1,000 a month obviously equates to $12,000 a year. Forget taxes just for 1 second. To get $12,000 at a 4%, let's say you had a bucket of cash and we had a bucket that we can pull $1,000 a month for the rest of your life, not even including the cost of living increase that they just had, that means you have to have in that bucket $300,000. Which is why sometimes if you can delay it, let that $300,000 grow higher so your monthly income goes higher. This is very basic math, but most people don't understand. They're thinking, okay, the government's not going to pay me. Let me get all the money I want to get out of. So this is a mistake I see so many times. So know your numbers. Go to socialsecurity.gov, open up your account and see what your numbers are. This is really important. Don't put it off. Procrastination is a mother of disaster. Don't put it off. Alex?
Yeah. Yes, and the day of the pension, long gone for most folks. Social Security, so vital. Maybe you have something from a former employer, but how does Social Security fit into that overall strategy on a general basis there, Scott?
It's a huge, it's almost like a hand in the glove. I remember that the if it doesn't fit, quit, right? Well, we can't acquit. We got to have income coming in. And I think if the glove has to fit when it goes into your retirement. So this is, again, as we say that so often, in all my shows, we speak about it, Alex. And in all the shows, I talk about knowing how much do I need today. Don't worry about inflation. Just today, then you can calculate inflation later. So do I take it now? Do I wait? And the longer you wait, the more you're going to get. The more longer you pay in, the better it is for you. But again, everybody is not the same. So if you are a person who loves to flaunt how much knowledge you got, be careful, because you take Social Security early and you then brag to your friends, I'm taking it. You need to take it. You know what? It could hurt other people. So your advice for you could be perfect, but for someone else, they're going to listen to you. Words mean things, and it could really hurt people if they can wait, or maybe they need to take it immediately. And I think that's a really disservice when you start to talk about your finance with your friends, which I think you could do, and being strong and say, go ahead and take it now. You're never going to get it. Warning, don't do that. That could really be disastrous to someone that's listening on the sideline. It could hurt their retirement planning. So it all feeds into your pension income. And when it comes to your pension income, Social Security, if you die, let's say you have a spouse, your spouse gets the highest of the two Social Securities, keeping that very basic right now. But when they do pension planning, along with Social Security, the question is, okay, what pension option did you choose when you did your retirement planning? That pension option, I have found so many people making the mistakes of immediately taking the highest number, or maybe they'll take the highest number and offset with life insurance, but the wrong amount of life insurance. So this is really mistakes I've seen over and over and over again. And I know you listening to me right now, you've got good intentions. But with good intentions, we need to know really the real numbers and how it works and put it together. This is why doing yourself could be really disadvantageous to yourself. It could really be a tummy ache by you pick the choice. You only have 1 year to correct that choice by taking Social Security. You can't redo it after 1 year.
Yeah.
And the question could be a mistake. So please be careful.
Absolutely. 609-488-4646. If you have questions about Social Security or anything else, 609-488-4646. And the Social Security Administration, well, you pointed out the website there is going to have some general information about the amount, you know, per person, but can't help you out with details. Not going to help you strategize, not going to tell you the best time.
Alex,
when is the right time to come talk to you, Scott?
Yeah. Alex, they can look at the website, and there are tools on the website.
Yes.
And maybe I got off cue here, and I'm glad you brought this up. There are tools on there, but it doesn't take in all of the variables you have.
Right.
And those tools in and of themselves are good. But again, it's like tying one shoe and leaving one shoe untied. That's going to cause a problem down the line. Be very careful. There's just those tools for one specific question. There's more questions when it comes to retirement, Alex.
Well, and when's the right time to come ask you those questions?
You know, I love when people say, Scott, I'd like to meet with you about my retirement next week. When are you going to retire? Next week. I don't love that.
Yeah.
I love when they come in a year ahead of time. And the reason why is because we can have them walk through that valley of retirement. Imagine you're making $60,000 a year or $100,000 or $300,000 a year. Okay, how much do you need on a monthly basis? Well, okay, Scott, I only need, let's say you're making $60,000 a year and you only need $40,000 to live on. Great. Let's look at all the numbers. The challenge, no matter how much income you want, let's live on that $40,000 and see if you're going to tap into that well. Let's put maybe money in your 401k or your IRAs. Let's put that money aside in your bank account and save it up, but only live on the money you think you live on. You're going to find out you're making mistakes, and mistakes are good. Mistakes are good because you're able to find out maybe you're spending more than you thought you spent. Maybe you're buying too many Christmas gifts at the wrong time. You know, maybe you're buying them, and then all of a sudden, oh man, well now we have to hit the wall and grab some money out of the hidden vault in the house or at the bank. This is really, really important that you make mistakes. And I love people when they come to me 1 year before, or the worst case, maybe 6 months before. And the reason why is because I want to put them on I call it a retirement diet. I just made that up, by the way, Alex. A retirement diet, saying, let's live on this. Let's see how you handle it. And let's see if you cheat during this retirement diet. Because if you cheat, we got to figure out what's going on. And this is knowing the numbers.
Great inventor Thomas Edison. I have not failed 10,000 times. I have successfully found 10,000 ways that will not work. And Scott, you know, there might not be 10,000 different ways to take Social Security, but there are a lot of different options. It can be difficult, and it also is very important to get it right. 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Coming up, we're going to talk about 7 retirement risks you should definitely avoid, and then later on, we're putting Scott to the test yet again. Retirement trivia. We're going to go inflation trivia this time around. Don't go anywhere. This is easy. Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646.
46. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
How much cash are we going to burn, and will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to meow, come alive? And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. And
that's
today,
right.
That's right, baby. Ready for us. Today, we're talking about 7 easy to avoid retirement risks. We're going to go through them. Easy to avoid. I mean, that's
easy, Alex.
That's what it's. I know. Nothing's easy, Scott. I know. It's all relative, my friend. So maybe easy isn't the right word, but maybe it's possible to avoid these retirement risks.
It.
We at least would
it.
Maybe do that. You know, people look forward to retirement, of course, all the relaxing and enjoying activities that we've not had the time to do. Maybe reading more, traveling, exercising. But as we transition into retirement, there's a lot of things that, well, we just didn't realize that we're going to be there when we crossed over that threshold as far as
like
our way of
long?
Living. Yeah. I mean, there are risks to that. I mean, that is one of the biggest fears, obviously, is running out of money. So let's go through these 7 easy to avoid risks. And if something resonates with you, if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott is here to answer them. So risk number 1, living too long. Explain that one, Scott.
You know, we all want to live long. You think about Methuselah. You think about in the Old Testament. There's only one guy actually kind of walked out of this picture in the Old Testament, and he didn't die. He just lived, went on. I think about so many people. We all want to live a long life as long as it's healthy. And then, of course, challenges. When I was looking in the year 2000, I think 50,000 people, I think you gave me some stats also, that 50,000 people who lived to age 100 or older by 2050 is projected. So I'm kind of thinking about this. And that number is expected, by the way, to reach 1 million. So we're going to live a lot longer. I was reading a book called Life Force, Tony Robbins, the wonderful book for those of you who really like to read and learn about the new stuff that's coming out, the scientific, the medical journey, what's happening in the supplements. Life Force is a great book. You might want to get your hands on as I was reading it. And we're going to live a lot longer. And the new stuff that's coming out is just amazing. These young kids and doctors that are really just coming around. But we're living too long. And I think that's, as I mentioned before, we're talking about the 7 easy to avoid risks. Well, it's not easy to keep healthy. You got to work out. You got to eat right. We all love sweets, which are very bad for you, but I love sweets. But the challenge is we're living, could you live too long? Maybe you think you're going to pass away. I've got a very close friend. We'll call him Raphael. Raphael. And Raphael is a beautiful friend of mine for many, many years. And when we were doing this planning, he kept saying during the planning stage, well, Scott, my mom and dad died at 65 and 67. I'm 63. I probably will make it to 70. I've got a heart condition. I said, Ralph, my friend, what if you make it longer? Today, Ralph is 73. And he ran out of money. He doesn't have it left. He was burning so much cash in his portfolio. And I said, Ralph, please, you have to spend this. Scotty, I'm not going to make it. Well, he made it. And he is still healthy. He didn't have his parents' ailments. So number one risk, if I were to say the 7 easy to avoid retirement risk, this isn't easy to avoid, but you work out hard, obviously. He's doing well. Don't run out of money.
Yep.
Are you planning to live a good long life? I hope you are. And I think that's the hope and dream of that. So number one risk, living too long.
Risk number 2, as we're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. The second one, explain this one, Scott, spending principle.
Boy, what a great risk number 2 as you think about living too long. Imagine living too long and you're spending the principal as my boy Ralph did. And you can spend principal without knowing it. In other words, the stock market goes up and your portfolio went up 20%. You say, well, heck, I'll just take out that 20%. And the next year, the market drops 15%, but you pull out the same amount of money. not understanding that reverse dollar cost averaging, as I mentioned in one of my segments in our shows, that you could actually burn down principal much faster. And the reverse dollar cost averaging, if those of you listening right now, if you're not clear on how reverse dollar cost averaging or dollar cost averaging works, please, please do yourself a favor. Please, if you have a pen and paper, write this down. Get ready. This is very important. If you're not sure how reverse dollar cost averaging is in light of dollar cost averaging, write this down, 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air because number two is very easy to avoid, meaning you're not paying attention. And when you're not paying attention to something, here you are living a long life. You got 30 years left, almost like a 30-year mortgage. And in reverse, you start paying the mortgage payments and you're not paying back the principal at all. Pretty soon, you start paying the principal and you're down to zero. My question to you guys out there, are you watching how the money is lasting? Should you reallocate? We spoke in our previous show, we talked about allocating your money in this volatile stock market. Perhaps you need to allocate your money to get some kind of vehicle that'll give you income for life for yourself or yourself and your spouse, your significant other. So both of you have a income that will last a good long time. Because what happens is if you're married out there, have a significant other, well, one of you, if you're married, are going to lose the Social Security. So your husband dies, wife dies, your spouse dies. The highest of Social Security transfers to the other, but you lost a significant amount of money. So I think that's really important. You think about taking a pool of savings worth, let's say, $1 million, you're generating 5% per year. That's $50,000, Alex. Now, Alex, you're getting $50,000, even if you just take a little bit more of that $50,000, just a small amount of your principal of your $1 million savings, it will be depleted. It will evaporate. So when people say, well, I've got a lot of money, well, okay, how are you spending it? Are you being frugal? Or in my family, when you're Jewish and Scottish, you're really cheapish. You really got to watch, am I spending too much principal? It's easy to do, Alex, very easy. So I guess number one was living too long, but then you're spending too much money. That's principal number two. Be very, very careful, Alex. People need to be aware of that.
Man, the whole Scottish and cheap thing really resonated with me. You've never met my father, but yeah. If he heard me right now, he'd be nodding his head. Yes, in agreement. 609.
No, my dad was the same way. My dad was very frugal.
Hey,
and
know.
He watched every dime. He didn't turn the lights out in the bedroom. You get yelled at, and if you don't do it the second time, you might get a little spanking. And I grew up in that. I didn't understand it. I was pissed, really ticked off that he would get mad at me. But,
sure.
You know, I do the same thing with my kids. And now I'm a grandparent. If I see my little grandson leaving light, turn the light off.
Well, those lessons that the, you know, the great folks who lived through the Depression and the lessons that they tried to trickle down to people. And sometimes that ended up being your parents who then were telling you to turn the light off because of the bill.
If you'd like to get a copy of my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money to a Mousetrap, please give our studios a call. We'll make it available to anybody. We'd love to help you as long as we have any left, because I think this book will guide you through all of the jungles and the quagmires, the ruts in the road as you are in your investments with your investment advisor. You ask wise questions. So again, like to just to throw it out there, if you would like to give us a call at our office. Now, Alex, you were saying that the simple mistakes that people are making, number one, living too long, number two, spending down principal. And then I think you wanted me to talk about something that was really hitting all of us right now. What was that? Number three, Alex.
Inflation and maybe underestimating it could be a risk for sure.
I bought my house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, and I paid $42,500. And that was when my mortgage payment was interest rate was around 13.5, and I was happy as a pickle in a barrel. And then I saw mortgage rates jumping up to 16 and 17%. You know what? I felt pretty excited. Then I saw the mortgage rates come so I could refinance and reduce my rates. But this is inflation in the worst and the best. So how do you take care of it? And so we're all feeling it. You're feeling it out there. when you go to the pump and you grab that nozzle, or if you're getting it pumped by yourself or having someone do it, and you look at the bill. And of course, I filled up my diesel the other day for $5.98 it was. And I just got 17 gallons, and I'm like, holy bananas. Not that we couldn't afford it. I don't want to overpay. Again, I said I'm very, very frugal. And so I always shop for the best price. Inflation has a way of getting away. Like the price I bought for my house in Ocean Gate, I bought it for $42.5 and sold it for $125 just 3 years later. I got lucky. You think about a baby coming out of the oven, beautiful little kid, beautiful child. God's blessed the child. No matter what condition it is, you're blessed with this beautiful infant. And later on in life, it grows. That's inflation on a child, from a little beautiful kid coming out to now it's a older child. And so the question is, things change. How do you get around it? Well, we want the kid to grow, but we don't want to keep paying more for our products. And so I hear so many stories. It's the supply chain, Alex. The supply chain is so bad. That's why we have inflation. I heard that on the radio or TV from one of the government pundits. And there's so many quote unquote excuses, but it's still coming out of your pocket. When you live a lot longer, you're going to be going to McDonald's and you're going to get a Happy Meal. And pretty soon you're going to have to split that Happy Meal with your spouse because it's so expensive. And that's inflation. Inflation could really evaporate your money. When it evaporate your money, A, you live too long. B, now you got to spend more money, or you're spending down principal. And three, inflation is I call it a hidden grim reaper. It just shows up, and that could be disastrous.
Scott, we have time for one more. We're going through 7 easy to avoid retirement risk in retirement. Before we take a break, let's go to risk number 4, staying invested in the stock market too long. We know staying in the stock market for a long time is a good idea generally, but yeah, what are we talking about if we're saying staying in too long?
The stock market has market cycles, and I've go this over every one of my workshops, Alex. This is unique that as we speak about the challenges, risks we have, what people don't understand is the stock market history. The history of the stock market has cycles. And if you've been to one of my classes, you've heard me from 1899 to 1921, the price to earnings ratio was around 30 and the market dropped. Then the market took off from 1921 to 1929. This cycle of the boom market took off, the bull market. And it was just from 1921 to 1929. This was a nice short period the market took off. Then it evaporated again and it dropped. And it dropped again from 1929 to 1954. If you're not writing this down, if you're driving right now, this is important. Not understanding the stock market cycles, which is a full stock market cycle, about 35, 36 years. So from 1929 to 1954, imagine pulling money out and the market's dropping for that 25 years. Then from that period of time, now we're going into a bull cycle in the market. When the market 1954, the market took a poop. Now it's going to come bow. 1966, the market took off. But then it turned back again. It dropped again. So from 1966 to 1982, the market didn't come back. It went nowhere from point to point. Imagine the stock market is at 1,000. And here it is, 25 years later, it's still at 1,000. How you invest your money, staying invested in the long period, if for those of you in retirement periods or heading into retirement, this is critical. You pay attention to allocating or putting your money in the right buckets of money that will absolutely not evaporate, having income that we all deserve, we all want for the rest of your life. So this cannibalization of your money. And here it is from 19, those of you listening right now, from 1982 to 2000 was the fastest bull cycle in the United States history, 1982 to 2000. I studied this because I was ready to get out of the business, Alex. I don't know if you know this. I was ready to leave the business in 2000 to 2003 when the market dropped 50%. And I was told by the big firm I was with, hang in there, don't worry, it'll come back. Why? Because they're worried about the company profits, not about my clients. Then here it is in 2000, the bottom of 2008. Well, what happened? Well, the market dropped from 2000 to 2003, came back by 2007 and broke even, then dropped again, which is people wasn't aware of, 60%, 60 by 2009. Everybody says 2008. Well, the bottom was 2009 and then came back. Imagine from 2000 to 2013, you made no money. 13 years of a done. For those of you that are invested, not understanding market cycles, this is where you want to say, Scott, how does the market cycle affect me? How does it affect my inflation? Am I spending too much principal, number two? And number one, am I outliving my area? So the four areas that Alex brought up with us today, if you're in that boat, please, please do yourself a favor. Do your spouse, your family, your kids a favor. Pay attention, because the next three areas we talk about, the unexpected events that are coming down the line, please don't turn me off now. You want to pay attention, because this is critical, because the biggest mistakes in retirement could be made because you're not paying attention, or the advisor's trying to sell you, not educate you. This is important. So please stay on your game. Pay attention to market cycles, as Alex mentioned.
And if you have questions, give Scott a call, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Going through seven easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. We've done four. We got three left. That is coming up. This is Financial Insanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Scott speaks about savings down by the seashore.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Back to Financial Insanity with Scott McLean and co-host Alex Dingman.
Welcome back to Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman along with Scott McLean. Thank you so much,
Alex,
for joining us. Yes, and if you have any questions, give us a holler. 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Today, going through seven easy-to-avoid risks in retirement. And we started this off by risk number one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Three was underestimating inflation. And we wrapped up the last segment talking about staying invested in the stock market too long due to the different cycles that we know happen with the market.
Yeah.
So now, moving on, three left here. And our first one, another underestimation we can make, and in this one is in regard to healthcare costs. And I know that one's tough, Scott, because people always think that they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof until something happens. And so talk a little bit here about that risk, underestimating healthcare costs.
I went to the Florida and went water skiing, and I haven't skied in almost 35 years. I jump in the water, and I couldn't get up. I used to ski at Cypress Gardens. I skied all over the place, water skied. I jumped. I hang glide. I did a lot of fancy water skiing, and I was mad at myself. I couldn't get up. I thought I was 18. In my brain, I was 18 years old.
Right.
My body was a lot older. Even though I do work out and I thought I was in shape, boy, healthcare could be expensive. My buddy was saying he did the same thing, and he tried to jump start one ski, slalom ski, and he pulled his groin, and he was in the hospital. Healthcare costs, they come up suddenly. One day you feel great. The next day you can't even walk down the stairs. One day you feel like $1 million. The next day you feel like a dollar bill or less. And I think the cost of the healthcare is it's just amazing how it's gone up. Now, the government's trying to fix that. And obviously, it's not, it's going to keep continue going up. Hopefully, there'll be no medications, new stuff for us. But this means for those of you who are retiring, you got to pick what medication plan, what Medicare plan you're going to pick up, what option is. We want to guide people with this area. And those people in the 60s, currently the cost of family, the health care is right around $200,000. You figure the cost of someone being taken care of. Is home health care about $200,000? Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say you're going to stay home and have your kids take care of you. That's not going to happen most of the time. Maybe you want to pull money out and you're going to get a full-time health care worker that I have with one of our clients, and his wife has MS. He is taking care of his lovely wife, but he's got a full-time person. He's spending around $80,000 a year, and he's at his own house. So good quality health care, and you now you start throwing into an inflation. That $200,000 could easily be $800,000, or perhaps that $100,000 could be $400,000. It doesn't matter. It costs a lot of money. Pay attention to those areas. Please get in shape, work out. You know what's right to do. We all have 24 hours a day, I guess, and I'm talking to myself, by the way, Alex. You know, working that extra 1 hour a day, just working out, could be vital in eating the right food. But healthcare costs are going out of control.
That is for sure. All right, risk number six. Got two left, going through seven easy-to-avoid retirement risks. This one here, Scott, changes in policies or government programs. Well, that never happens. What are you talking about?
It never happens. Yeah, no. Think about we, you know, they change policies all the time. They're giving away free money the last few years. Now we have rapid inflation because we got too much money chasing too few goods. Now we have another issue, inflationary, and which is now hitting our health care, which we just spoke about. And now the government wants to reduce Social Security. Think about Social Security, Alex. It's already slated on the table to be reduced if they don't fix this deal.
Right.
And you think, whoa. If I'm getting $1,000 a month and there's a 23% reduction, which is already slated, well, that means if I'm getting $1,000 a month, that means I'm getting $230 less. Ugh. Now, I don't know about you, but that means you have to drive one car, not two cars.
Right.
Or maybe buy a Happy Meal and split the Happy Meal with you and your lovely significant others or your kids. It's out of control. So when the government, so that's why we have to really pay attention and we have to vote. I'm not going to go on any Republican or Democrat or independent. You got to go out and vote. But you got to know the issues. And the issues for those of us that are getting older, like myself, Alex, you're a baby. You have nothing to know what I'm talking about, but you got a mom and dad. And the most important thing is, by the way, Alex, is your grandpa and grandma alive?
I do have a grandma who is nearly 100, my friend. Very,
what?
Very close, knocking on the door of 100. So I do
have
a grandma on my mom's side, still kicking and loving to see her great-grandchildren at this point.
Oh, wow. That is, I got bad genes. My genes are all ripped. My mom and dad died at 74, 75. My grandpa and grandmama, they died at 84, 85. And my mom's grandma died at 86. And my grandfather, my mom's side, he died in an accident driving a truck. So we'll just leave that one out. But I got bad juices. You got good ones. That's exciting. But for those of you who have maybe jeans that aren't that exciting, maybe you go to Wrangler or Levi's, but that's not a jean I'm talking about. But the jeans of course, government programs, how the government program could change and shift the way you're taking income, the way you pull money out of your 401ks or your IRAs, 403bs. This is a critical change. When the government says you inherit money from your parents, called an inherited IRA, and now you have to pull it out over 10 years, how do you structure, for those of you about to receive money, listen to me, about to inherit money because maybe mom and dad or maybe a child passed away, sibling passed away. I deal with this all the time. This is all I do. And this is why you want to watch with the government, how you're going to be taxed. We talked about taxes earlier, but how you're going to be taxing that money and how do you structure this in line of Social Security along with the government rules. This number six, changes in policies or government programs, could be really disastrous if you're not paying attention to this on a yearly basis, Alex. So please, please, if you want questions, by the way, I got answers. You got questions, I got answers. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you with it. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you. Alex, what was number seven? I know there's seven of them.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I
put
want
a,
you to bring it out.
Let's put a bow on this, my friend. Touchdown and an extra point. We got seven. Easy to avoid retirement risk. We laugh a little bit at the word easy, but we're going to go ahead and call this easy. But here's the last risk. Risk number seven, unexpected events. And you've hinted to this, Scott, but you can't plan for everything, my friend.
Can, Alex. The unexpected events is one of the areas you live too long. We want to live long as it's healthy. You know, guys out there, the unexpected events, and I've deal this all the time. The lovely spouse passed away, but they didn't know when they came in for a second opinion that they weren't going to get their spouse's pension. Unexpected risk, unexpected event. And now they're worried about living on cat food versus real food. Now, we also speak about this. I'm not making light of this because this is could wreak tremendous havoc on people's lives when you're living on a nice income and all of a sudden it's changed overnight. One day you're healthy. A client came in here and now his beautiful spouse has multiple sclerosis. She was beautiful. She came in here before she had it. Today, she can't even sit up in a chair straight up and down. The disease came out of nowhere. This changes lives. Can you plan for it? No, you hit your knees and you go to the God above and say, hey, Jesus, I need help, or whoever you pray to. I need a plan. I need a game plan. For those of you, don't do it yourself. Get someone who's done it for so many people. Or maybe you have an estate issue. Will, power of attorney, living will. And you go to the hospital and your mom and dad are probably sick or something and you go there to help them and you don't have the power of attorney for healthcare matters or the power of attorney for financial matters. This unexpected event, well, pay attention to all the details. So Alex, and for those people that are younger listening, guys, make sure your parents' legal documents are up to date. Oh, by the way, make sure yours is up to date. Dust them off. Take a look. We don't know what life has. We don't know what's given. The grass withers. The flower fades. But I can tell you that the word stands forever. I don't know where you guys stand out there listening to me. But you know, in a wonderful season we're in, we're feeling good today. Okay, great time to plan. Let's plan for the good, the bad, and what's that movie?
Yeah.
Ugly, right? So, and I think when you think about this, because we don't know what lies ahead, because I can tell you the loss of one income from a spouse could be disastrous. Or maybe having to take care of your mom or dad and sure. Didn't think you had to. And now you have to leave work early. We've gone through that with our clients. I wasn't planning on retiring, Scott, at 61. I know you in our notes, it says you want to retire at 65, 66. Well, my mom needs my help and I'm going to be taking care of her.
Yep.
Game changer.
And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's the adult child. That
oh my goodness,
more
that's
help.
Exactly right. We have special needs kids out there that have to be taken care of. All of a sudden your child maybe gets in a traffic accident. Now you're raising their kids, your grandkids.
Sure.
Life has a way of sometimes being could not unfair, but it seems unfair.
Yeah.
It's what's in the cards. Guys, we just spoke and Alex brought up in the show seven issues, seven concerns that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Concerns that are really important to you as we plan, as we go into a new segment of life, procrastination, or as you're planning for your future, as those going into retirement, we spoke about it. And let me give you a quick rundown, as Alex did very well. Number one, we talked about your monies, and we talked about several different risks. If you're concerned about your money, that's all we do. 609-488-4646. Seems simple, Seems like you'll never forget it, but it happens. Give me a call off the air, 609-488-464. I'm here for you. Guys, I'm right around the corner, right across from ShopRite. You'll see the beautiful building, the lighthouse. We're here. We're for you. Thanks for taking time with us. We wish you the very best. I hope this is helpful for you, you guys, as we talk about the risks, the seven risks in retirement.
Yes, and Scott, you did such a great job going through them. Risk one, living too long. Risk two, spending principal. Risk three, underestimating inflation. Four, staying invested in the stock market too long. You had five, underestimating healthcare costs. Six, changes in policies or government programs. Seven, unexpected events. And if you have any questions for Scott, you can give him a call always at 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. Covered a lot on the show today, but we still have to put Scott to the test. Love doing this.
I can't wait.
We've got a round of retirement trivia coming up next.
Oh, this will be fun.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Welcome back. Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. I'm Alex Dingman alongside Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. If you have questions, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And this is one of the best segments that we do. And we put Scott to the test, do a round of retirement trivia. And we're going to talk inflation this time around. Scott, are you ready?
I am ready. This should be a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. Love the confidence. All right. 1950. We're going back to 1950. What was the median home value in 1950? Your options.
That's not fair. I'm an old bat. I'm 64. I wasn't even around in 50.
I'm going to give you some options. Hey, you know history, though, my friend.
All right. That's true. Okay. All right. Let's see.
A, 3,468. B, 6,115, C, 7,354, or was it D, just under 10,000 at 9,998? Median home value in 1950. What is the answer, Scott?
Wow. I'm going to go with D, 9,998. 9,998. I remember my first house in 1983. It was 43,000. And, maybe I should, I'm going to go with that.
That is wrong.
Dude. And
you know what? That is wrong. Shot clock violation. The answer was C, or is C, 7,354.
Oh, wow.
And now by 1990, so 40 years later, the median home value in the U.S. was up to 79,100. And by 2020, median home price over $330,000.
Wow. Poor kids today have to buy a house. It's ridiculous.
Yikes. All right. Moving on. Question number two, healthcare costs. Another thing that seems to increase at a slightly different pace than inflation. American Medical Association says healthcare costs increase by about blank per year. So this is how much it increases per year. Are we talking A, 4.5%? B, 5.3%, C, 5.7%, or D, 6.4%. What do you think, Scott?
Alex, I use 4.5 in my planning. I sure hope it's, I think it's probably 6.4, but I'm going to say in my planning, I'm using 4.5. So I don't know if I'm,
Yes.
Look at daddy.
American Medical Association says the average is 4.5%. So you did do your homework. 2019 study found healthcare spending in the U.S. about $3.8 trillion or about $11,582 per person. By 2028, costs projected to climb up to $6.2 trillion nationally or about $18,000 per person.
Wow.
So something that you definitely have to plan for.
And I think it was higher, too. I was always thinking more. Thanks.
Well, if you have questions about that or anything else, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Doing retirement trivia here, and we're doing inflation trivia. All this right. is interesting. So after adjusting for inflation, what is the highest grossing movie of all time? So this is interesting. So you have to adjust for inflation. Highest grossing movie of all time. Is it A, Wizard of Oz, B, Titanic, C, Gone with the Wind, or D, Jaws? A lot of great flicks there to pick from.
What happened to Star Wars? I mean, dude.
I would have thought it was on there.
Damn, they're not even on there. All right, so I'm going to go with Wizard of Oz. Oh, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're making me look bad.
I mean,
people listening to this is unbelievable.
Wizard of Oz was not it.
Time.
The answer, Gone with the Wind. So adjusted for inflation in 2017, here's the top five highest grossing movies of all time. Gone with the Wind, $1.6 billion. Star Wars, $1.4 billion. So you weren't wrong, just wasn't
answer.
On the list. Sound of Music, $1.3 billion.
Wow.
E.T., $1.12 billion. And The Ten Commandments at $10 billion. So Gone with the Wind, adjusted for inflation, $1.6 billion. So,
Ten Commandments was $1 billion. You said
yep,
10.
$1 billion. I'm sorry.
They get a 10 anyway.
Getting confused. Ten Commandments, $1 billion. So not quite $1 billion per commandment.
I
there.
Love it.
609-488-4646. Talking about inflation. And Scott, why is it just so important to think about it when we're doing retirement planning?
I just hope people don't come in and they hear me missing the answers and they're going to quiz me. They're going to make me look like a fool. I love it. I love it.
You know, you're not getting any real prep time here. So, you know, this is all off the top, the top of the noggin. It's tough. But yeah, just talk about that a little bit, the effects inflation has and why you have to look at that when, you know, you have retirement that could be going longer and longer, 20, 30, sometimes 40 years.
Not only is retirement going longer because we're living longer, hopefully we're living longer and we're healthy. The challenge is living longer and you're unhealthy. So I guess one reality check is, are you working out? Are you exercising? Are you getting out and about? But of course, the reality check is real. We see the price of cars jumping crazy. We saw that during the pandemic where the used cars were more valuable than you paid for it. We see babies growing up and now they need new shoes every other week. And that's going to, for you grandparents out there, you're probably should go to the discount stores instead of buying because that's going to hit your wallet. Inflation could really, really take a gouge out of your quality of life. And obviously, you guys are watching, listening to me right now, those numbers and those hearing what's happening. You see the price of, I live out in the farm area in Southampton and you see the eggs that are farm fresh. I love them. Next door neighbors got it. But you see in the grocery store, inflation is really taking a toll, which is causing a lot of families some internal problems. And if it's causing your family a problem, meaning your children, you want to help them out and be careful of helping out too much because that could really affect your retirement later on. So again, you really kind of want to watch out. Inflation never sleeps. It keeps, it's just, I call it the Grim Reaper. It sneaks up on you.
Hmm.
And hopefully if it slows down, it's going to be a home run. So watch your money, watch your, as we talked about early in one of our segments of our shows, we talk about when you plan for retirement and one of those areas is inflation. As we talk about inflation, we don't know what it's going to be. We kind of use that number, which is why another show we did on Social Security, picking the right Social Security can help you with inflation because they are keeping up with the cost of living, even though they did take out gas and food to reduce the amount of money they give you. So, again, inflation is really a grim reaper. I hope people would want some information. They want some help. How do I, what do I do? Where do I invest? There's some great vehicles out there that are giving you some fixed rate of returns, great tools out there that can maybe help you in those areas. And then, of course, your budget. And do you have a budget? Most people retire, they say they have a budget, but they really don't have it in writing. And that could be a real challenge down the line. So again, it's really important that you speak to your advisor, you speak to someone, you can give us a call. If you have questions, hopefully I'll have all the answers for sure. I know how to get the answers, 609-488-4646. This is Scott McLean. Ask for Bonnie if I'm on the phones. We work 100 miles an hour, and during tax season, our busiest time of year, we do hundreds and hundreds of returns. So I don't want to miss your call. And if I'm a little delayed, I will call you, because one wrong decision could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, especially when it comes to picking your Social Security or picking your pension options. Give me a call, 609-488-4646. I'm at the studios right here. No cost, no obligation. I'd love to help you.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.